Kendrick Lamar comes at Drake. Let's get right into it. A couple things that stuck out to me, but also in the same breath, it was a little, just a little bit contradicting, because, you know, he's saying, talking about Drake got ghostwriters, but at the same time, within his diss track, he's taking Rick Ross's angle about this whole Drake being half white thing. He was taking the same bars from Pusha T about being signed to a nigga who signed to a nigga. I mean, he's literally taking other people's bars and ideas and putting it within his diss track. So it's kind of contradicting yourself, because you weren't original. You were taking other people's stuff and kind of recycling it and literally saying some of the same things they said in their tracks. And this whole thing where the fans say Kendrick's so deep, he's so intelligent, he's for the culture and all this stuff like that. I don't understand if he's really for the culture, if he got problems with people who are half white. Because this whole thing seemed like he was coming at Drake because he's half white or either light skinned. He don't seem too much of a forward thinker to me if he's not thinking about the depths of the angle that he's taking. And it's unfortunate that a lot of idiots are really running behind this and thinking what he's saying is actually dope when it's not, when you think about it. It just don't make sense with these darker shade people, brown skin, dark skin, acting like they have problems with people who are light skin or half white and saying they can't say nigga, and Drake don't feel black enough. That's why he's doing all those features with black people. And when Drake is half black, but it's like y'all are trying to deter him away from helping black people, which is so weird to me. Like, how do you think that is dope? It's actually counterproductive to your own people. It's like you're trying to discourage people that are either half black or light skinned to support their own race. He's saying that Drake is trying to prove something by getting all these black people on the tracks with him. But what Drake is doing, he's actually showing love and giving a lot of these artists their first number one tracks ever, getting them multi-platinum records. They're getting millions and millions of dollars just by being on a song with Drake. He has skyrocketed people's careers just by doing songs with him. People we'd never even really noticed like that until they got on a track with him. But what you're doing is trying to discourage Drake from doing that for other black people. So what would we say if he only did that for white people? And I honestly can't think of any white person that Drake got on a track with that was unknown. But he's doing it for black people. But you have a problem with him helping black people. This is dumb. You have a problem with him helping black people because he's light-skinned, because he's half white. Which one is it? Like, what point are you trying to get across? You're supposed to be this deep thinker, but you're being counterproductive to the culture that you claim that you're for. Like, it doesn't make sense what you're saying. Like, so who's really the vulture here? You're trying to do more harm than good when you listen to what you're saying. Like Barack Obama, he was half white, but y'all was saying my president is black and you was praising that, you know what I'm saying, trying to take credit for that. It's like you're picking and choosing. Colin Kaepernick, he was half white, so he's not black enough? So he only took that knee because he felt he wasn't black enough. Is that what you're trying to say? So Colin shouldn't have took that stance for black people, for George Floyd, because he's light-skinned or either half white. He should have never done that. Why is he trying to stand up for black people as a whole when he's only half black? Is that what you're trying to say? Like, I don't get your approach. It doesn't make sense. Us as black people should be helping black people as a whole and not trying to take anyone out of being black. If they're black, they're black. If they're mixed, they're mixed. It is what it is. We all in the same pot together. If they have that in their DNA, they can be part of the culture. It's period. Like, I don't get Rick Ross approach. I don't get Kendrick Lamar approach on this. It's like y'all have some type of underlying issues within yourselves when you look at, like, Kendrick Lamar is from the West Coast, and I'm sure he's been around many essays, Hispanics that say nigga, and you ain't never told them not to say it ever again in their life. But you have a problem with a half black man saying it. How does that make sense? You allow and been around all these Hispanics that say nigga, that has 0% of African-American, African anything in their blood, but you have a problem with Drake saying it. You have a problem with half white people saying it. You have a problem with light skinned people saying it. Tell me, where does this make sense? It don't. But you supposed to be this deep thinker, right? You supposed to be so intelligent, so, you know, forward thinking. But when you put these bars together, you didn't think of what you were saying and what you could be discouraging. It don't make sense, fam. It don't make sense. If you for the culture, you need to get rid of that type of mindset. You need to get rid of that type of ideology. You need to get rid of that type of rhetoric that you're spewing because it's counterproductive to our culture. So if you either with us or not, it don't sound like you with us when you're talking like that. It sound like you only with a portion of us. You need to check yourself. I have half white, half black people in my family, and I absolutely love them to death, and I don't look at them no differently. And they are part of the culture. They part of our family. They understand the culture, and a lot of times these mixed people understand the culture way more than you. More than you, because they dealing with their own thing that you can't even relate to. They got problems on both sides. But yet you try to look over that and ignore what they have going on when their issues can be twice as much as yours. Well, you're not even thinking about that because you're a selfish thinker. You're a selfish artist. You're a selfish thinker. You even admitted that in your track that you're selfish. You talking about your friends with J. Cole and Drake, but you got a problem with them when they respond to you. But you started the whole shit. I wouldn't want a friend like Kendrick Lamar. I mean, because he obviously already admitted that he only thinks of himself. And then when you come back at him, when he's disrespecting you, he take it to heart. But he don't feel like you should take it to heart when he says something about you, which is just dumb. It's like, yo, if I punch you in your face, I'm just playing. But if I punch you back, now I'm mad. Oh, now I'm mad. Now I'm going to turn to YMM Melly. You hit me back. Now I'm going to kill you. Yeah. Big, scary little man. I'm going to kill you. You hit me back. Shut the fuck up. What the hell is wrong with you, man? What the hell is wrong with you? Something ain't right with your mindset. I'm not going to praise that type of mindset. He got in that diss track. Oh, yeah, I thought we were friends, but if not, I'm going to turn into this. Nigga, you started it. What is wrong with you? Yes, you're selfish and blind. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, how can people not see through this? It's weird. What is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with you and what's wrong with y'all? Y'all lost. If y'all don't get that, period. And I think that's why Duval is so upset with J. Cole, because he know that J. Cole was better and he wanted J. Cole to do damage. And when he heard K. Dot's response, he's like, damn, why didn't J. Cole just stay in this shit, man? His shit just better. That's why I was rooting for him. Now when I hear this Kendrick Lamar diss to Drake, I know J. Cole could have watched this. Yes, we know that. We knew that before, but didn't want to engage with someone that he respected and had love for. And Kendrick Lamar just don't have that same amount of respect or morality that J. Cole has. So I can't condemn J. Cole for it. I don't reduce J. Cole to a lower level when it comes to his rapping ability, because he's shown and proved that. And I don't think you have to be disrespectful to another to say you're better than them or to prove that you're better than them. Because I think he already have proven it through his consistency and killing all these tracks. But I do kind of feel like, honestly, like, oh, dang, I wish he could have just showed these people, just shut up everybody. Just shut up everyone that don't know no better. And, you know, just prove that everyone that knew better. Like, yeah, I try to tell y'all. But still, I understand I'm one of those people that already knew. And when I listen to this, it confirms it even more. I mean, J. Cole is better. He just didn't want to engage in a fight with someone that he had love for. But definitely when I hear this Kendrick Lamar joint, I'm like, ooh, Cole, you could have killed him, boy. You could have killed him. And let's talk about these K. Dot fans, because they out here wilding. I mean, a lot of those Kendrick fans are those people that think they smart but really dumb as hell. They don't even comprehend the difference between a fact and opinion. If you don't agree with something they say or don't think something that Kendrick Lamar said was hot, they're going to automatically say you just dumb and don't have the mental capacity to understand or comprehend what Kendrick is saying. It's going over your head. I mean, Kendrick Lamar can literally blow in the mic twice and they'll say, oh, that's a double entendre. You just don't understand what he's saying. You just don't get it. You ain't smart enough. What that mean is what he's saying is so hot, he had to blow on the mic twice to cool it down. And at the same time, what he's saying is he'll blow Drake's lights out like his candles. Man, shut your silly ass up. Ain't nothing this boy said that was that deep in that track. Ain't nothing he said that was just some super double, triple entendre, hyperboles, onomatopoeias, metaphors, assimiles. Nothing he said that was just so amazing that's going to blow someone's head off. Like, stop gassing it. Like, you glazing. It really wasn't. It was nothing in there like that. I mean, the track was cool, but it's not what y'all trying to make it out to be, that, oh, you just don't have the mental capacity to understand or the audacity to get what he's putting out and laying out on this track. Man, shut up. It ain't that deep. He ain't saying nothing that deep. You really making it into something that is not. It's y'all fault. You making everyone feel like, okay, well, if they saying all this, he better come with something that's a classic. He can't say nothing that's not a classic. Like, y'all set everybody's expectations up, and we got that. And we was like, oh, okay. It's not what everyone said it was going to be. It just won't. It's not meeting to the bar of the expectation that you set. And it was only set by what all his fans saying and Kendrick keeps saying. Kendrick keeps saying he's the best MC in the world. And he's not showing it with this track at all. He's saying no one on this earth can rap with him. No one on this earth felt like that after hearing it. If they're a real rapper, no one felt that way. He did not put any fear in anybody's heart. Only thing he did was give other people more confidence that they can murk him in a track. Because it really won't like that. No pun intended. But it is what it is, man. Y'all got to stop gassing it, man. The joint was cool. Just take it for what it is. Like, okay, he had a good response. Okay, cool. I'm not going to say it was trash. It won't trash. But, you know, I had to replay that joint a couple times for me to start to like it a little bit. I had to keep playing it like, you know, we just want no knockout punch. Want no KO. I think Drake joint was still went harder. You know, by a small margin. It's not no far margin at all. And K-Dot fans, that they're saying that, oh, he just ended Drake, he just blew him out of the water, even if you thought it was better. But the fact that they are going to this extent, we know they just gassing the whole thing. We know it. You're just being biased at this point. He recycled the whole Rick Ross angle when it comes to this whole white thing and having and being half white, and he ran with that. Then he took Pusha T's flow, saying you signed to a nigga who signed to a nigga. And then also he jumped on another Pusha T's bandwagon that's non-creative or original, saying that Drake is a deadbeat dad. But that's a pretty crazy allegation. You gotta have some proof behind that. What you trying to say? I mean, I know I've seen Drake with his kid at games and all these other places, and it seemed like the kid loved being around his father. I don't know, is he saying Drake a deadbeat father because he don't take his son to every city when he's on tour? Is he saying he's a deadbeat dad because he put out, you know, multiple projects and Kendrick Lamar doesn't? I'm gonna have to go check. Like, does Kendrick Lamar take his child on every city tour or every city he's in when he's on tour? And if he not, does that make him a deadbeat father? It's like, damn, I had to bring my kid here with me today for y'all won't claim that I'm a deadbeat dad. I mean, hell, I don't post her 99% of the times, but I'm with her every day. But that ain't just none of y'all business what I'm doing with my family. So because y'all don't see pictures or someone running around doing their day-to-day tasks with them, that means that they're a deadbeat father. That doesn't make any sense again. But he's supposed to be this deep thinker, right? That just don't make sense. Like, how's the man a deadbeat father? Because you don't see him online? It's like, hell, I mean, when I'm at work, no one see my kids when I'm at work either. That's Drake's job, is doing work. All these episodes that we posted, you don't see my kids in them, but does that make me a deadbeat father? It's like your work is not your entire life. That's a certain hours of a day. And then you still have the rest of the day for your family. For him to be such a deep thinker, these bars are pretty surface level to me. And he's supposed to be a forward thinker. He don't even realize what he's discouraging in his own culture that he's supposedly be for. But what you guys think, man? What do you think about this overall battle? Is it what you expected? Is it more than what you expected? Who do you feel is going to come out on top of this thing? And how do you think their career is going to be impacted? I mean, I think more so Drake's career we're just going to grow. He's going to get more respect from it because he's coming to Kendrick Lamar's world. Kendrick Lamar called him out to come to his world. This is not Drake's world when it comes to like battling. Drake's world is creating hits. Kendrick Lamar is supposed to be the most lyrical, spiritual, miracle whip rapper, right? So, you know, everyone said that he's going to come out with something that's going to be so amazing, going to destroy Drake because this is his world. But Drake is coming to his world and holding his own. I think it's going to, I think Drake is just going to gain more respect in the rappity rap fan group more than what Kendrick's going to get, because Drake has proven that he can just come and do what Kendrick Lamar does when it comes to battling. And then he also can go to his field. But Kendrick Lamar is nowhere in the realm where he can create hits and do things worldwide like Drake. So so it's really just, you know, pick whatever you like the best and you just go with it. You know what I'm saying? I think both are dope MCs when it comes down to it. I think Drake is the obvious best, you know, hit creator, and Kendrick Lamar is good in his realm. I'd never been a real big fan of Kendrick just because sometimes his voice annoys me and things he do, and like, it's just not appeasing to my ear. But I get why some people, you know what I'm saying, or a lot of people like it. How you think Drake going to respond? Do you think Drake not going to respond? I think Drake got tougher skin than what he had before when he first had a son. That's when Pusha T, I think Pusha T just had a great timing and put some information out there that a lot of people didn't know. And hell, I think Drake was just in the process of trying to make sure that baby was his. Back then, it's like, you know, that was early, and we all know what, you know, the woman that he was with. So, but anyway, you guys let me know your thoughts, man. We out of here. Until next time, you hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.